Well, the club actually had its 50th anniversary in 2013. This year's our 60th. I started here initially in 1986. I was an assistant pro here for a couple of years, and then came back here in 1991 when Buck Adams, who was our original professional, Buck retired in 91, and then I had the chance to come back. So I've been here since then.
Well, it's been an amazing run for you, I believe over 30 years now. And when you first started, did you ever think you'd be there that long? But I got to believe that you realized from your first year there or so that you had landed at a pretty special facility.
Yeah, I did. You know, I started when I got out of college. I started in the golf business over at Pinehurst at the resort. And, you know, I mean, CCNC had, you know, even back then in the early 80s, you know, had quite a reputation. And, you know, I knew this was a really special place. And then when I had a chance to come here and work under Buck Adams for a couple of years, that, you know, obviously I was able to experience it every day and really get to know the club. So, yeah, when I came back here in 91, I mean, I can't say that I anticipated being here 32 years later, but I can say that I probably, if you asked me then, I probably would have said my goal would be to, you know, to be here as long as I could. And it's worked out pretty well, I guess.
The club has two fantastic golf courses, Dogwood and Cardinal. Can you give us a little history on both the courses, who designed them, and how they play?
Dogwood is the original course, and it opened in December of 1963. The way it was described to me by Dick Urquhart, who was our really the founder, he was the club president for 31 years. But basically, the way the Dogwood course was developed, the original land plan for the club was done by Willard Bird out of Atlanta. And back in the early 60s, I don't think he had gotten well into golf course design at that time. I know he had done some golf courses, but I think he was still a relatively new golf course architect. But as I said, that his, you know, primary business, as I understand it, was land planning. So he did the layout of the club, the original development with, you know, the location of the home sites, the roads, the clubhouse location. And he also did, I think, the primary job of routing the golf course. But Ellis Maples, you know, whose father was, you know, one of Donald Ross's two or three key superintendents, you know, and part of that Maples family of Pinehurst, which is very well known. Ellis was hired to kind of be the co-designer, but he's the one who has, I think, been given most of the credit for the, you know, the actual layout of the holes as it relates to, you know, specific green locations and green designs, bunker locations, that kind of thing. Most people, I think, to this day would consider it more of an Ellis Maples golf course. And you know, the look of the course was certainly consistent with Maples courses that I've seen and played over the years. So again, it opened in 63. And, you know, there have been a few renovations in the years since. The most notable one is the most recent renovation that Chris Spence did in 2016, which Chris made some pretty significant changes to a number of the holes and actually created, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six new greens, completely newly designed greens and green surrounds. The Cardinal course was originally a nine-hole course. Nine holes were added in 1970, and Willard Bird did the design for that. And then in 1980, 81, the club hired Robert Trent Jones, who added the outer loop of Cardinal, which is holes 6 through 14. The inner loop, the original nine on Cardinal, is now holes 1 through 5 and 15 through 18. That nine, that fourth nine, opened in, let's see, this would have been the late fall of 1981, I think. So for about, well, from that time really until 2000, 99, 2000, it was actually, yeah, 2001 actually, Arthur Hills did a very significant redesign of Cardinal and changed the, you know, the bunkering style, the green shapes, green complexes. You know, up until that time, you had two very distinct nines. You know, you would play the first five holes are on a Willard Bird style golf course, then you'd go to number six and you felt like you were going almost to a different golf course. The corridors on the nine that Robert Trent Jones built were much narrower. The holes were much tighter. Greens had more severity to them as a rule. Bunker style was different. But Arthur Hills, the Hills renovation in 2001 really turned the golf course into what I think most people consider to be a terrific course. And, you know, a lot of our members really feel that Cardinal is the better of the two, even though Dogwood is the better known course.
Well, Jeff, I know that there's a good amount of USGA folks who live in Pinehurst and in the area around your club. And how often do they come over and take a look at things and maybe tug at the club a little bit and host in one of their championships? Is there much of a championship history at the club?
We've had three USGA championships, the 1980 U.S. Amateur, the 2010 Girls Junior, and the 2021 Junior Am, the Boys Junior. We've got a number of USGA people who are members of the club. In fact, our president, Mark Reinemann, was a member of the executive committee and chairman of the rules committee for a number of years. And we've got other members of the club who are USGA folks, both staff members and USGA committee people, volunteers. But so, yeah, we've got a very close relationship with the USGA, which I think is a great thing for the club. We've had some ongoing conversations with USGA about future championships. Nothing is set in terms of a specific event in a specific year, but I would be comfortable saying that, you know, at some time, some point in the next several years, there would be an announcement of a future championship to be held here. Probably no sooner in my understanding, I think the earliest would be 2030 or 31, but could well be after that.
In some ways, kind of interesting how such an outstanding golf facility like the Country Club in North Carolina can sort of, I guess in some ways, fly a little bit under the radar compared to all of the big events that go on. And, you know, when you have a large resort like Pinehurst and there's a few smaller resorts, it's amazing how much attention they get. And I know some people that have come to Pinehurst and they're not even aware of your facility, even though it's right down the street.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, it's, I think, as you mentioned, obviously, we're, you know, kind of in the shadow of, you know, one of the best known golf resorts in the world. I mean, you know, Pinehurst is such a destination for golfers from all over. And, you know, so we enjoy, you know, the advantages of being in Pinehurst. But at the same time, you know, as a private club, obviously we're not advertising. We have had a lot of tournaments and championships over the years. I mean, I mentioned the USGA championships, but, you know, we've had a number of, you know, Southern Amateurs, for example. The Southern Amateur, we've hosted seven times. Carolina's Amateur, I think we're now at four or five times. We've had the North Carolina Amateur a number of times. So, you know, within the region, certainly in North Carolina, we're well known, and in the Southeast as well, I think. But once you get outside of that, it's, you know, we're not maybe as well known. And a lot of that just has to do with the fact, I think, that, you know, as a private club, we're not, you know, we're not really trying to put our name out there as a resort would do.
Well, Jeff, I know that from having been to the facility in the past, it looks like, you know, we talked about the golf course renovation, but it seems like your office might be in a new building that could have been done around the same time. Can you tell us about the redo of the pro shop?
Well, that was part of a capital project that we did, as you mentioned, the Dogwood course renovation. All of that started in 2016. The building that we're in now, which houses the golf shop and, you know, a couple of small locker room facilities and the Dornut Grill, which is, you know, where we have breakfast and lunch served every day. I mean, that was part of the project. In addition, we built a new tennis and fitness facility, a very nice fitness facility especially, which we had not actually had a fitness center or facility of any kind prior to that. But, and then, as I said, the Dogwood renovation, all of that was done. You know, the work started obviously before 2016, but we moved into this building and opened it in March of 2017. So, you know, it was a nice move for us. The golf shop previously had been, you know, up in the main clubhouse, but we were downstairs. There's really not a very good location as it relates to, you know, having a good handle on your operation. We really couldn't see very much down there. And where we are now, we've got, you know, the first tee of the Cardinal course is right outside the door. 18 green is behind the building. You know, the backdrop is literally 30 feet from the golf shop door. So that it puts us in a much better position to be able to manage the operation and you know, be able to welcome members and guests when they get here. Whereas, you know, before, we might have a group that would come in and might be here 2 or 3 days and they never made it to the golf shop because they weren't exactly sure where it was. But so it's, you know, from my perspective, it's been a very nice improvement to our operation to put the shop kind of more in the center of the activity.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about the memberships. These days, most clubs have several different levels of membership, both on the golf side. Sometimes golf's not included. Sometimes there's local members and there's national members or even international members. And with the Pinehurst area being apparently one of the faster and quicker growing areas in the country, with people moving in that direction and golfers perhaps retiring down that way. And I know that some clubs, especially up here in the Chicago area, since the pandemic started, have seen their memberships fill up, and some clubs even have a waiting list. But where does membership stand? How many different types of classifications do you have? And does the club have any room to take new members, or do you have a waiting list?
Well, we have, in terms of golf memberships, full golf memberships are based, there's actually four categories, which is all based on residents. We have resident members, what we refer to as resident members, who are members who live here on property inside the gate. Then we have Moore County, which are folks that live outside the gate, but somewhere in, you know, the Pinehurst, Southern Pines area. Then North Carolina members are those that live outside of the county. And then national members, obviously people who live outside of North Carolina. And we've got currently about 160 or 70 national members, I think. And with respect to your question about a waiting list, yes, we have a waiting list in a couple of the categories. We're not completely full, but we're close to being full. And our membership director, I know she and the membership committee have been, like at a lot of clubs, they've been very busy the last couple of years. But I know that we still have a number of people in the membership pipeline, but that process has definitely slowed down as we've taken in more and more members, as many clubs have, you know, over the last 2 or 3 years. We were, you know, actually doing quite well in bringing in new members prior to COVID. But as, you know, clubs all over the country have experienced, the pandemic was pretty good for club membership. So we also have a junior program. We call it Young Professional Associates. Those are members under 40 who are, you know, come in a very nice, financially attractive plan that gives them time to pay in for their full membership. And we also have social members as well, as a lot of clubs do. It's a, you know, it's an active club. It's a, you know, golf is, you know, I think the primary attraction, but we also have very active tennis and fitness program, pickleball. Certainly the dining, food and beverage options are pretty extensive as well.
Finally, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the club and how it operates? And I'm sure that if people are coming to Pinehurst and if they happen to know a member of the club, that they should probably try to pursue getting around to golf in over at the Country Club in North Carolina.
Yes, definitely. I don't think anybody would be disappointed after a round on either of the two golf courses here. So, yeah, if your listeners have a member that can sponsor them to play or certainly could play with them, they will definitely enjoy it. And but no, it's a great club. We are the only club in Pinehurst that has always been owned by the members. The club was started, you know, obviously by the founding group of members, has always been owned by the members. We've never had a developer or any kind of a management group or anything like that. So we do have that distinction, which in a place like this where you've got so many golf courses is a little bit unique.